You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Rob Sears has X-linked retinitis pigmentosa, short for RP, and was gradually losing vision until the age of 40, when his sight suddenly deteriorated rapidly. A personal trainer, sports therapist, and triathlon runner and coach, Rob has found ways to adapt and overcome the challenges he faced to continue his love of sport while helping others to do the same. Rob Sears joins us now. Rob, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your sight condition?
I've had retinitis pigmentosa since as young as I can remember. There's a little bit of controversy because I went to Moorfields last year and a professor has said that he's not sure if it might be choroideremia or X-linked RP. So I'm actually having tests, I'm awaiting test results to confirm for definite which one it is. But it's definitely a retina problem. It's definitely X-linked. We're just not 100% clear on exactly which one it is anymore.
How did it feel when you kind of were aware that you've got sight loss and you have to, you know, adapt to certain things? How did that feel?
I think I've been very lucky in that because I found out when I was young, I think children are resilient to things like that. So you just assume that every child sees the same way that you do. So I think it's probably easier for me to deal with the onset of sight loss from a young age because I was much more resilient and kids just bounce back from everything. Certainly the last 3 years have been quite tough for me because the sight loss deteriorated a lot faster. And obviously you're trying to function as an adult in a world that isn't always designed for people that don't have vision. Yeah, it's been a really interesting journey. It's been quite stable for me. The sight loss that I had was quite slow and progressive. So I was able to get used to the fact that things were just changing. And then as we've alluded to, it sped up really quickly. But luckily enough, I've already set up my life to be able to cope with it. So it's just another thing that we cope with.
What have you found particularly the most helpful when you were adapting to life with sight loss? What do you think helped you the most? What were some of the things?
I definitely think so. I got in touch with the RNIB and they helped me to figure out a few basic things to put in place. So I had my long cane training. So I contacted the council where I live in Norfolk and they were very good at helping me to set up long cane training. And that's been invaluable. The long cane has been a life changer. When my sight loss wasn't as bad as it is now, I had a symbol cane and I didn't really get on very well with that. And I was quite adverse to using a cane because it just didn't really do much for me. So I was struggling through without the long cane. And then when I embraced the long cane and got the proper training, it sort of opened up my eyes to how important that is for people. So that's definitely the one thing that I would say has helped me the most.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you are absolutely loving the world of sports, you know, in various ways. What particular challenges have you found sports-related where your sight loss has required you to change certain things?
When I was doing sport before I turned 40, I was trying to be a blind man, a visually impaired man, competing in events and races that weren't set up for people with sight loss to be taking part in. So it was very, very tricky early on to navigate that. And I actually came away from sport for a couple of years because I just didn't feel like I fitted in. And then I found my way into paratriathlon, which is where I compete against other people that are visually impaired and blind. And certainly in triathlon, British Triathlon do a great job for the para athletes at making the courses accessible for everybody. So no matter what disability, they make it accessible for us. And when you compete in environments like that, it's so much easier. And I've just this weekend done the Outlaw Triathlon, Sprint Triathlon in Nottingham. And that was the first time that I'd been back to a mass participation triathlon. And they were really good at adapting things for me to make it a lot easier. But those courses are designed for mass participation. So there's always tricky elements, you know, going through shaded areas, hills, tight corners, tight bends. There's a lot of things to navigate as a VI or blind person in sport, but it gives you a lot of resilience and adaptability. Things happen and you have to adapt to it, and it's like sight loss in general.
What would you like to see improve in the world of sports for blind and partially sighted people?
I think just a continuation of making things adaptable, or being open to adapting things and having an open mind with regards to what somebody else might be struggling with. So just because a normal sighted person wouldn't necessarily know or think of a thing as an issue, I think just being open to the suggestion that things might need to be adapted to help us would be a welcome addition to sport, I think.
What advice would you give to people who may be new to sight loss or who may be at the start of their sight loss journey and, may not be sure where to start or, what to do to help them out a little bit? What would your message be?
Contact people who are already doing it. Get in touch with the RNIB. They can signpost you. British Blind Sport are a really good tool and organisation for helping people. They've got contacts all over the country. And other than that, I would just say reach out to people in your community, whether it's on Facebook. That's mainly where I do all of my stuff, so I don't know anywhere else, but groups of people who are also going through sight loss, they will probably have the contact details for other people doing the sport that you want to do or the activity. Or know people that work at gyms or health clubs or sports clubs that can help you to get started and just get stuck in.
Great message to end on. Thank you very much, Rob Sears, for joining us here to tell us your sight loss story on RNIB Connect Radio.